For this Wednesday, October 8th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Town of Poseyville posted on Facebook that they wanted to give a quick clarification on their Halloween and community events. The traditional trick-or-treating will take place on Friday, October 31st, and the Find the Fugitive event will be held on Saturday, November 1st. They encourage you to mark your calendars for one night of costumes and candy and the other night for the fun hunt. The University of Southern Indiana is gearing up for the 21st annual Norwegian Foot March on Saturday, November 15th. Participants will tackle an 18.6-mile journey through Evansville's west side carrying a 25-pound rucksack. The event, open to ROTC cadets, service members, veterans, and civilians, starts and finishes on the USI campus. Registration costs $35 for ROTC cadets and $55 for others, closing on November 7th or when 500 participants are reached. The event is sponsored by USI's Student Veteran Association, with proceeds benefiting the USI ROTC program. A canned food drive will run alongside the march, benefiting Archie's Food Closet. Participants can use non-perishable items for the required weight and donate them afterward. You can register at usi.edu/footmarch. With 2 weeks left in the high school football regular season, the updated Indiana Football Coach Association poll was released on Monday. In Class 5A, Castle is 12th. In Class 4A, Heritage Hills is 3rd. Jasper is 12th and Wrights is 15th. Class 3A has Memorial 1st and Gibson Southern 2nd. North Posey boys tennis saw their season come to an end in the first round of regionals last night as they lost to North 4-1. The Vikings' final record is 17-4. North Posey girls soccer got beat in their first round sectional match versus Pike Central 8-0. The Vikings conclude their season with a 2-15 record. Mount Vernon volleyball was defeated at Tecumseh as the Wildcats are now 9-16 overall. In local college sports last night, just one match, Evansville men's soccer lost at Northwestern 1-0. The Purple Aces slide 4-3-5 on the year. From the Major League Baseball playoffs, the Chicago Cubs attempt to keep their season alive today in Game 3 of their National League Division Series at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. First pitch at 4:08. The Cubs trail the best-of-five series 2-0. In the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers had their preseason opener in Minnesota, and the Pacers defeated the Timberwolves 135-134 in overtime. The starters played very limited minutes, and Indiana was led in scoring by Ray J. Davis off the bench with 16 points. Starter Pascal Siakam poured in 14 points in 14 minutes. The Pacers play again on Saturday at home as they square off with the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, October 8th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.